Exercises 3 and 4. In children's play, objects may support the imaginative process as transitional objects. These no longer have the meaning they have in the real world, but are used to represent a missing object. For example, children may use stones to represent money while playing shop. The stones act as a prop to help them engage in the imaginative process. Initially, transitional objects need to share many characteristics with the object being imagined, but with practice, the need for physical similarity decreases. Eventually, children no longer require an actual object to support their imaginative play, but can pretend the object is there. As adults, we likewise suspend disbelief and enter the rules of imaginative play when watching theater, accepting whatever mimed or symbolic use of a prop is suggested by the actors. When older children lose instinctive acceptance of imagined objects in play, teachers can reaffirm the symbolic and representative role of objects through the practice of imaginative exploration in drama. A cardboard circle, presented convincingly, can symbolize a precious crown. Once children can separate objects and actions from their meaning in the real world and give them new meanings, they are no longer tied to the concrete world and start to think in an abstract way, beyond the moment and into possibilities.